Lord, we are thankful for the wonderful message of the Bible.
记住啊, 我们要圣经里奇妙的信息献上感恩。
We're thankful that its central theme is the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners like us.
这个圣经的主题呢，是我们的主耶稣基督来到这个世界来拯救人，罪人就像我们这样的人。
And we pray, Lord, that tonight you will not only teach us, but we pray that you will get us excited about the wonderful fact that Jesus came to save us.
记住啊，我们的祷告是呢，您不今天晚上不仅仅教导我们，也让我们为主耶稣基督呢，他来到这里拯救我们这件事呢，感到兴奋。So
now we pray that you'll just guide us as we consider the words of Luke this evening.
于先生，求您呢引导我们，当我们开始学习路加福音的时候。
Help us to understand and help us to obey. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, welcome to all tonight.
你再次呢，欢迎今天大家所有的人。
We're studying in Luke chapter 1. It's the story, you'll remember, of the beginning of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在学习呢，路加福音，那就福音呢，你们大家都记得，那这是我们主耶稣基督的故事。
Luke, the historian, wrote this book for the benefit of a friend of his whose name was Theophilus.
所以呢，就是说呢，路加福音，路加写这本书的福音的时候呢，他是啊，主要是写给叫提阿非罗的。
And his objective was to make sure that Theophilus understood the certainty of what has been told him about Jesus.
这里呢，主要是呢，告诉那个提阿非罗呢，就是关于那个主耶稣基督他所发生的这样的事情的确定性。
So chapter 1 and verse 4 says, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed, Theophilus.
所以第四节说呢，路加福音第一章第四节说，使你知道所学之道都是确实的，提菲阿罗。
And then we have the story of the birth of John the Baptist, not the birth of John, I'm sorry. We've got the story of the promise of the birth of John in the early chapters, and then the story of the promise of the birth of the Lord Jesus to Mary.
这个里面呢，然后呢，我们在那个路加福音第一章的前面呢，讲到了对那个施洗约翰出生的这样的一个应许，然后呢，就也读到了对玛利亚的应许，关于我们主耶稣基督的出生。
And so when Mary heard that she was going to be a mother, but that the child would not have an earthly father, she decided that she would go to Elizabeth, who was going to be the mother of John the Baptist.
所以当玛利亚听到呢，就是说她将生一个孩子，但是呢，她却没有地上的父亲的时候呢，她准备去看望她的那个就是亲戚，就是伊丽莎白，因为她也准备要生孩子了。
So our story last week got down to verse 38 of chapter 1. Now we're going to start reading verse
39。以上的星期呢，我们的故事呢，在第38节上。那么现在我们开始学习39节。
So verse 39 says, Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah.
第39节说，那时候玛利亚起身，急忙往山地里去，来到犹大的一座城。
And she entered into the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth.
她进了撒加利亚的家，问伊丽莎白安。
Now remember that Mary and Elizabeth lived in different parts of the country.
要记住呢，玛利亚和伊丽莎白呢，他们住在那个国家的不同的城市。
But they were relatives. They knew one another through family relationships.
但是他们却是亲戚，他们呢互相认识，是因为呢通过家庭的这样的关系。
And we're told explicitly that Elizabeth now was 6 months pregnant.
所以我们特别的被告知呢，伊丽莎白呢现在已经怀孕6个月了。
And Mary had told no one, to the best of our knowledge, about what was happening to her, but she was just, she'd just been impregnated by the Lord, maybe for a few days.
这个 Mary 呢，玛利亚呢，她现在呢，据我们所知呢，她呢就是说是怀孕的这件事，她没有告诉其他的任何人，除了伊丽莎白以外，她当时呢可能怀孕就几天。
So probably apart from the promise, Mary didn't even know that she was pregnant, and Elizabeth had been pregnant for 6 months.
因为除了那个预言以外呢，她可能呢都不一定知道自己怀孕了，但是她知道呢，伊丽莎白已经怀孕6个月了。
Now, verse 41, the amazing miracle is this, and it happened. When Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
第41节讲的，伊丽莎白一听玛利亚问安，那胎儿就在她腹里跳动，伊丽莎白也被圣灵充满。
Now, Mary hadn't told Elizabeth what had happened, and Elizabeth hadn't told Mary all that had happened.
因为玛利亚还没有告诉那个，就是伊丽莎白呢，就是说整个发生的事情，伊丽莎白呢也还没有告诉玛利亚所发生的事情。
So verse 42 says, Then she spoke out with a loud voice, that is Elizabeth, saying, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?
42节说呢，就高声喊着说：“你在妇女中是有福的，你所怀的胎也是有福的。我主的母来，我主的，我的主，我主的母到我这里来，这是从哪里得的呢？”
How did Elizabeth know that this was the mother of her Lord? Very strange thing for her to say.
你这个里面呢，就是说是伊丽莎白呢，她怎么知道这是她主的母亲呢？那这是一个非常的，就是说是陌生的说法。
How did the babe in the womb know to jump for joy? He's only 6 months pregnant. How did he know?
就这个里面这个胎儿，他怎么会在那个就是腹中呢？就是说是能够喜乐呢？他当时只有6个月，他怎么知道的呢？
This is all a miraculous story, or it's absolute folly.
你这个里面就是这些呢，都是奇妙的故事，它并不是说是一般的。
Verse 44, she goes on to say to Mary, For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy.
伊丽莎白自己说：“看呐，因为你问安的声音一入我耳，我胎里的胎儿就欢喜跳动。
How did the babe know? And what on earth has it got to do with anything? And how did Elizabeth know?
”因为这个胎儿怎么知道呢？在世界上上帝的事情呢？因为他现在跟他没有任何关系。那伊丽莎白怎么也会知道呢？
Verse 45 says, Blessed is she that would be Mary who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord.
45节说：“这相信的女子是有福的，因为主对她所说的事都要应验。
And Mary said, verse 46, My soul magnifies the Lord.
46节，玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大。
And my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior.
”我灵以神我的救主为乐。
Now, some people say strange things about Mary.
有些人呢说那些奇怪的事情，对玛利亚。
But Mary says some very wise things.
那么玛利亚说那些非常明智的事情。
And one of the things Mary says is that God is her Savior. Mary was a sinner like you and me.
其中一件事情呢，玛利亚说呢，神是他的救主。那玛利亚跟你我一样，都是罪人。
She was the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it wasn't her plan.
所以她是我们的主耶稣基督的母亲，但这并不是她的计划。
She was a sinner like you and me. She needed a savior like you and me. And the fact that she was going to have a son who would be God's son, that was not her idea.
这个里面的再次说呢，他跟你我呢都是一样的罪人，他需要一个救主，他的罪也需要得到赦免。那么说呢，就是说他将有一个孩子，生一个孩子，他是神的儿子，但是却不是他的主意。
And then Mary says some wonderful things about her relationship with God.
玛利亚说了一些关于她和神之间关系这样的一些奇妙的事情。
She says, God, verse 48, has regarded the lowly estate of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed.
意思是说，就是因为神顾念他使女的卑微，看呐，从今以后万代要称我有福。
It doesn't say that they were going to say that Mary was an outstanding woman. They were simply going to say that Mary had been blessed by God.
这个里面并没有说那个玛利亚呢是一个杰出的妇女，他是说玛利亚呢被神赐福了。Verse
49, For God, who is mighty, has done great things for me, she said, and holy is his name.
第49节说，那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣。
So what does Mary say about God?
那么神对玛利亚对神说了些什么？
She says, God has been very good to me. I'm just a lowly person, and God has blessed me abundantly.
他说，那神呢对我非常的好，我只是一个卑微的使女，那么神呢就是大大的赐福了我。
And it's true, following that day, from henceforth, all generations have called her blessed.
所以呢，这个也是事实，自从那以后呢，一代又一代的人呢，称她是有福的。
But then she goes on in verse 50, and she talks about all the good things that the Lord is going to do through the Lord Jesus Christ for other people.
然后呢，就是说那第50节开始呢，他说那些很多的好的事情，那么神呢，要通过主耶稣基督的其他的人所做的事情。
She's basically saying, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 50, his mercy, God's mercy, is on those who fear him from generation to generation.
第50节说呢，因为呢，就是主耶稣基督神的怜悯，在敬畏他的人身上，直到世世代代。
Through the Lord Jesus, verse 51, God has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts.
第51节说呢，因为主耶稣基督神用臂膀施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想，就被他赶散了。
Verse 52, God has, through Jesus Christ, put down the mighty from their throne and exalted the lowly like herself.
所以这个里面的第52节呢，神呢通过主耶稣基督把有权势的从他们的位置上推翻，叫卑贱的升高。
God has filled the hungry with good things through Jesus, and the rich he has sent away empty.
53节说呢，神呢通过主耶稣基督叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。
And then in verse number 54, he talks about God's goodness to Israel through Jesus.
然后从那个第54节开始呢，他谈到呢，神呢通过主耶稣基督对以色列人所做的事情。
Verse 54, she says, God has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy.
第54节说呢，神呢，扶助了他的仆人以色列，为了纪念他的怜悯，通过主耶稣。
Just as he had spoken to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever.
正如他对我们的父辈亚伯拉罕和他的后裔所说的，直到永远。
She's saying, God has fulfilled his promises through my son Jesus. The Lord is going to bless all Israel just as he promised.
比他说呢，神呢通过我的儿子耶主耶稣呢，实现了他对整个以色列的应许。
And then verse 56 goes back to the story and says Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months, and then she returned to her home.
56节说呢，玛利亚和伊丽莎白同住，约有3个月就回家去了。
Now remember, Elizabeth lived near the city of Jerusalem, but Mary lived up north near the sea, near the Galilee. She lived in the little town of Nazareth.
你要记住呢，就说是那个伊丽莎白呢，她住在耶路撒冷城的附近。那么说呢，伊丽莎玛利亚呢，却住在稍微远一点的，在一个叫拉撒勒的城市。
So in a wonderful way now, the mother of John the Baptist and the mother of Mary were together for 3 months, and they were no doubt rejoicing in what the Lord was going to do through their sons, and probably each of them encouraged the other very, very much in the promises of God.
在这个里面呢，当时呢，有一种奇妙的方式呢，是使约翰的母亲和我们主耶稣基督的母亲呢，他们在一起呢，待了3个月，他们在一起呢，非常享受神要通过他们的儿子所要行的事情。他们在那个时候呢，也许呢，他们在那个时候就会互相鼓励，互相鼓励呢，就是说在神的应许里面，他们互相鼓励。
Now back to the story of Elizabeth and Zechariah. Verse 57 says, Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son.
所以我们回到那个撒加利亚和伊丽莎白的故事里面，第57节说呢，伊丽莎白的产期到了，就生了一个儿子。
Verse 58, When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her.
第58节说，他的邻居亲族听见主向他大施怜悯，就和他一同欢乐。
Now, do you think this was big news?
你认为这是一个大新闻吗？
Elizabeth was an old lady.
伊丽莎白是个老年妇女。
Zechariah was an old man.
所以呢，这个撒加利亚是一个老年的男人。
They were both of outstanding character, but they had never had the privilege of having a son.
他们两个人呢，他们的品德呢都非常的高，但是呢，他们从来没有机会生一个孩子。
And then news goes out that Mary, sorry, that Elizabeth is pregnant, and the neighbors and the relatives all get very excited. You can imagine this was big news in the sphere of Elizabeth and Zechariah.
所以呢，然后呢，伊丽莎白呢就怀孕了。那么说呢，你可以去想象一下，她的邻居和她的亲戚和整个社区呢，他们都会感到非常的激动。那么说呢，你去想一下，这在当时呢，一定会是一个大新闻。
Now remember, the story of the birth of John the Baptist was a big deal. It was not secret. It was done publicly.
因为要记住，那个施洗约翰的出生呢，是一件大事儿，他并没有隐藏，他是完全在公众的视野里面的。
And a lot of people like to have comments on the story of the birth of the Lord Jesus and John, and they say it was all something made up afterwards.
所以呢，那么很多人呢，就说呢，关于那个施洗约翰和我们的主耶稣基督的这样出生的这样的故事，他们说呢，这都是编造的一些故事，在事后。
But Luke, the historian, says, hang on a minute. This was not something that happened in secret. This had many, many witnesses. And he lists the witnesses and the stories, and they are either completely bogus or they are real.
这个里面呢，就是说是这个现在呢，我们的历史学家路加呢，他说呢，你等一下，你看呢这件事情呢，他们出生这件事情并不是说是一个隐秘的事情，它是完全一个公开的事情，有很多很多的证人证明了他们的出生。那么这个故事呢，他或者就是说是真实的，他如果不是说是假的，他就一定是真实的。
Verse 59. Now, so it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father Zacharias.
59节，到了第八日，他们来要给孩子行割礼，并要照他父亲的名字叫他撒加利亚。
Why was he circumcised on the eighth day?
他为什么要在第八天行割礼？
But that was because that was the precise commandment of the Lord, and Elizabeth and Zechariah carried out the precise commandments of the Lord. They were obedient servants of God.
因为呢，这是从神来的直接的诫命。那么说呢，伊丽莎白和玛利亚呢，他们呢就是说是完全的执行从神来的诫命，他们是神的忠实的仆人。
Some people say, I'm going to obey God. I'll go to church, and people can see that I obey God when I go to church.
有些人说呢，我要顺服神，那么说呢，我要去教会。所以当人们看到我去教会的时候呢，他们就说呢，我是顺服神的。
Elizabeth and Zechariah said, I'm going to obey God in everything, including how my son is born. And they did exactly as the scripture demanded, they circumcised him on the eighth day.
这个里面呢，撒加利亚和伊丽莎白呢，他说呢，我要在每一个细节、每个方面都顺服神的诫命。那么说呢，他们要在第八日给孩子行割礼，就像神所吩咐的一样。
And the naming of the child was a big deal. It was a family and friends, exercise, rejoicing. They said, here's the baby. We're all going to call him Zacharias.
因为这个里面孩子的名字呢，通常呢也是一件大事，因为他的邻居们和亲戚们呢都能和他一起欢乐。他们说呢，啊，这么好一个孩子，我们要把他称之为撒加利亚。
Again, now, remember, this story was not done in a corner. There were all kinds of people involved.
你要记住，这个事情呢，并不是在发生在一个角落里，有很多的人呢都牵扯到这个事情里来了。
Verse 60 says, his mother answered and said, no, he will be called John.
第60节说，他的母亲说不可，要叫他约翰。
They said, no, there is no one among your relatives who is called by this name.
他们说呢，你的亲族中没有叫这名字的。
That was a logical thing to do in those days. The boy was born, call him after his father.
在这个里面呢，在那些日子里呢，这是一件非常符合逻辑的事情。一个孩子出生了以后呢，他就以他的父亲命名他。
My name is Harold Summers.
我的名字叫 Harold Summers。
Why was I called Harold Summers?
我为什么要叫 Harold Summers？
Because my father was Harold Summers. I was named after my father.
因为我的父亲，他的名字叫 Harold Summers，我是照着我的父亲的名字命名的。
That's not the way it was with John the Baptist.
这个并不是约施洗约翰他那样起名字的。
The angel had said, you call his name John. And so Zechariah had told his mother that's what the angel had said.
在这个里面呢，就是天使告诉撒加利亚呢，说呢，你要叫他约翰。那么说呢，就是说是撒加利亚告诉了约翰的母亲，他应该这么叫他。
So verse 62 says, so they made signs to his father that he would have him what he should have him called.
所以第62节说，他们就向他的父亲打手势，问他要叫这孩子什么名字。
Why would they make signs to Zechariah?
那么为什么要向撒加利亚打手势呢？
Well, we heard last week that when he didn't believe Gabriel's message, Gabriel said to him, "You're not going to be able to speak until this is fulfilled."
所以呢，上个星期我们学到呢，那天使加百利呢，他说呢，是因为你不相信，所以呢，这件事情上呢，你要变成哑巴，你在这一段时间你都说不出话来。
But apparently, it wasn't just that he couldn't speak, he couldn't hear either.
因为很明显的是，他不仅仅只是不能说话，他同样呢也听不到。
So 62 and 63, so they made signs to his father what he should have called him. And his father asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, "His name is John." And they all marveled.
第62节，他们就向他父亲打手势，问他叫这孩子什么名字。第63节，他要了一块板子，写在字板上，就写上说他的名字是约翰。他们都很惊奇。
This was a big party.
这是一个大的忌讳。
Nobody knows precisely how many. Wouldn't surprise me if there were over 100 people at this party this day.
所以在那一天呢，如果在那个聚会上有那个超过100个人呢，对我来说呢，不是个什么惊奇的事情。
So verse 63, he gets a writing tablet and he writes down his name is John.
第63就说他要了一块写字板，就在上写上他的名字是约翰。
Immediately his mouth was open and his tongue loosed and he spoke praising God.
第64节，撒加利亚的口立时开了，舌头也舒展了，就说呢，称颂神。
And all these people who were there at that point heard the miracle. He hadn't been able to speak, and his son's given the name John. And at that point, he starts to speak. And what's he do? He praises God.
所以这些所有的在那里的人呢，他们听见过神迹的呢，是看到了这个时候，就是说是他不能说话，他在板上写上他名字叫约翰，然后写完以后，他立即就会就是开口说话的，说称颂神，他们同样见证了这样一个神迹。
What happened next? Verse 65.
那么下一步发生什么？第65节。
Then fear came on all those who dwelt around, and all these things were discussed throughout all the hill country of Judea.
65节是周围居住的人都惧怕这一切的事儿，就传遍了犹太的山地。
There had never been such a story.
他们从来没有发生过这样的故事。
And it wasn't just the few people who were there at the circumcision.
他们这并不仅仅只是说几个人在那里见证他的割礼。
It was a large number of people at the circumcision.
所以在他割礼的那个仪式上呢，有大量的人在那里。
And they talked about it all over that part of Judea.
所以他们对那个犹太地的那一块地方呢，传遍了。
If you like, it became the lead story in the news that particular day. And afterwards, everybody said, "Did you hear about the miraculous event? Elizabeth and Zechariah, the priest, they had a son, and Zechariah couldn't speak for the 9 months until the pregnancy was over and the son was circumcised. And then he could speak. Absolutely amazing."
所以你可以去想象一下呢，当时在那整个地区呢，这都是头条新闻。他们说呢，每天都会讲。你有没有听说过这样的事儿？撒加利亚他就是那个大祭司，而他的伊丽莎白呢，就是他们生了一个儿子。他们儿子呢，当时呢，伊丽莎白呢，就是说是怀孕的时候呢，那个就是撒加利亚呢，他有9个月不能说话。那么说呢，当他的儿子出生以后，行了第8天行了割礼以后，加利亚就可以说话了，这是一个绝对的神迹。
Now, the question always has been, can you believe the Bible?
所以呢，问题总是这样的，你能够相信圣经吗？
And so Luke writes to Theophilus and says, Theophilus, I'm going to tell you what happened, and you'll believe it because you wouldn't believe any other way. This is incredible. Theophilus, these things happened. And Theophilus, if you don't believe it, get on a donkey and ride up to the hill country of Judah, and they'll tell you the story.
所以这个里面的这是路加呢，就是写这个故事写给提菲阿罗。他说提菲阿罗呢，你要是想相信圣经呢，除了这种方式，你没有任何其他的方式可以去想相信圣经。在这里呢，发生了这么奇妙的奇迹在犹太地。那么说呢，如果你不相信，你骑上一头驴去到那个犹太地的那个地方，每个人都会告诉你关于这样的故事。
Verse 66, and all those who heard these people, heard this story, kept the details in their hearts, saying, what kind of a child will this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him.
第66节，凡听见人都将这事放在心里，说，这个孩子将来怎么样呢？主的手与他同在。
Now, Verse 67, now his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he prophesied, saying,
然后第67节说，他的父亲撒加利亚被圣灵充满了，就预言说。
This is what Zechariah says about his son.
这就是撒加利亚说的关于他的儿子的。
A lot of people say interesting things about other people. This is what Zechariah said about the son who had just been born, 8 days old.
所以呢，他会去说其他的一些人呢有意思的事情。这里是撒加利亚呢去讲他一个刚出生8天的儿子的事情。
He says, verse 68, Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people.
第68节说主以色列的神是应当称颂的，因他造访并救赎了他的百姓。
The first thing he says is, God is good, God has fulfilled his promises.
第一节他说的事情呢，说神是良善的，神呢实现了他的应许。
He says, 69, and he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David.
然后他在第69节说呢，在他仆人大卫家中为我们兴起了拯救的脚。
As he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets who have been since the world began.
正如他借着从创世以来众先知的口所说的话。
So he said, this boy that's just been born to Elizabeth and me, this boy is the fulfillment of the prophecies of all these prophets that have been around since the world began.
他说呢，就是说这个孩子从我和伊丽莎白所生的，他呢就是这他是实现了所有的众先知所说的话，是从创世以来。
Prophecies that have been going around since the days of Adam and Eve.
预言呢，就是一直都在常开，自从亚当和夏娃开始。
John the Baptist didn't come into the world unannounced.
所以呢，就是说是施洗约翰来到这个世界之前呢，并没有说没有预告的。
He was not unexpected.
他并不是说没有预期到的。
God had promised that he would do great things, and John the Baptist has come as a partial fulfillment of that promise.
所以神的应许呢，他要做伟大的事情。那么说呢，施洗约翰的到来实现了神的部分应许。
And what in part was the promise?
所以呢，就是说这是他的应许的一部分。
That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us.
拯救我们脱离仇敌和一切恨我们之人的手。
Well, that's not just John the Baptist. It's not just the family of Zechariah who were healed and saved by this man. But the Lord Jesus came into the world so that everyone who puts their trust in him can be saved from their enemies and from those who hate them.
这个里面呢，这不仅仅只是说是失去约翰和撒加利亚、伊丽莎白和他们的家人被拯救脱离仇敌和一切恨他们的人之手。我们的主耶稣基督来了以后呢，他呢要拯救所有的相信他的人，把他们从他们的仇敌和恨他们的人之手中拯救出来。
Why was he born? Verse 72, he was born to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember God's holy covenant.
那个他为什么出生呢？第72节告诉说呢，他出生是照着所应许的，向我们父辈施怜悯，纪念他的圣约。
In particular, to fulfill the oath, verse 73, which he swore to our father Abraham.
特别的呢，就是在第73节，就是神对我们的父辈亚伯拉罕所起的誓。
Verse 74, to grant us that being delivered from the hand of our enemies, we might serve him without fear.
74节，他应许我们，叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来。
What was God's plan for John the Baptist?
所以，神对施洗约翰的计划是什么呢？
To enable us and to encourage us to serve God without fear.
现在就是说是去鼓励我们，鼓励我们，就是说去服侍神，就没有恐惧的去服侍神。
To do so in holiness and righteousness before God all the days of our life.
就是说，我们这么做是可以终身在神面前，坦然无惧的用圣洁公义服侍神。
So these are the promises, the purpose of God in sending John the Baptist to all who would hear him. This is God's plan for John the Baptist.
但是这样的应许是对所有的，就是听到了施洗约翰出生的那样的一些人，这是对所有的这是对施洗约翰的应许。
But then Zechariah turns his attention not to people who will be blessed by John, but to tell the story of John himself.
就现在呢，那个路加是转向的，就是说是不仅仅只是那些那个通过施洗约翰得祝福的人，这里讲到呢关于施洗约翰他自己。
So verse 76, and you, child John, will be called the prophet of the highest. For you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways.
76节说："孩子啊，你要称为至高者的先知，因为你要行在主的面前，预备他的道路。
That was God's plan for John.
”这就是神的那个施洗约翰的计划。
Jesus Christ was come to be the Savior of the world. John's job was to go before him and prepare the hearts of the people to receive Jesus.
基督呢来到世界是成为整个世界的救主，那么呢，施洗约翰的任务呢，他就是在主耶稣之前来到那个，就是说是为主铺平道路，让那些所有相信主耶稣基督的人呢，准备好。
Verse 77, John's job was to give knowledge of salvation to the people of God by the remission of their sins.
77节说，施洗约翰的工作就是呢，叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就得着救恩的知识。
John's job was to tell people that if they were going to be saved, they needed their sins forgiven, and he was going to tell them how they could get their sins forgiven.
施洗约翰的工作呢，就是说是他们想要得救呢，他们的罪呢必须得到赦免。他准备要告诉他们的罪怎样可以得到赦免。
What was John's responsibility to tell people that they had to get their sins forgiven?
施洗约翰的责任是什么呢？他是要告诉他的人民，就是说他们的罪必须得到赦免。
What is the most important thing in the world for each person today?
现在，对我们当今世界上的每一个人的最重要的事情是什么？
They've got to get their sins forgiven. I had to get my sins forgiven. Every one of you has to get your sins forgiven, or you've already done that. But that's the most important thing. John the Baptist, get out there and tell them how they can get their sins forgiven.
因为我是这样赦免你，对呀，的赦免。实际上呢，每一个人呢，都要得到赦免。就是我们中间有些人呢，自己已经得到了赦免。那么是许愿的工作呢，就是去告诉所有的人，他们的罪怎样得到赦免。
Verse 78, how would they get their sins forgiven? Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us.
78节，他们是这怎样得到赦免呢？因为我们神怜悯的心肠，叫黎明从高处临到我们。
And how is he going to do it? To give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
神怎样说呢？第79节，要赐光给那些坐在黑暗中死因你的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。Did
John have an important job?
这是约翰是不是有一份非常重要的工作呢？
Yes, he did.
是的，他有。
Did he have an important beginning?
他有没有一个非常重要的开端呢？
Yes, he did. How did John the Baptist ever get into the world in the first place?
是的，他也就是说是使徒约翰，他是怎样来到世界的呢？
Answer, he got into the world miraculously.
因为他以一种奇迹的方式来到世界。
And if he got into the world miraculously, is the job that he had to do important?
所以呢，如果他是以一种奇迹的方式来到世界，那么说他要做的工作是重要的吗？
And the answer is, of course.
答案是当然了。
And so the question is,
现在问题是,
if John the Baptist came into the world to announce how sins could be forgiven, have you listened to him, and have your sins all been forgiven?
所以呢，就是说是现在问题是呢，如果是许约翰他来到世界是告诉所有的人他的罪是怎样可以得到赦免，那么说如果你在听，你想不想你的罪也得到赦免呢？
All right, verse 80 then says, so the child grew and became strong in spirit, as was the end, was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel.
一般是解释说，那孩子渐渐长大，灵力刚强，住在旷野，直到他显现给以色列的日子。
What was John the Baptist's father's job?
那么，使徒约翰的他的父亲的工作是什么？
Well, he was a priest.
他是个祭司。
And if the father was a priest, what was the responsibility of the son to be?
如果那父亲是个祭司，那么说，那他的祭司的儿子的职责是什么呢？
He was to be a priest too.
他也应该成为一个祭司。
So why did John the Baptist not live in the temple and learn the service of priests as the other priests' sons did?
所以现在为什么使徒约翰他不住在圣殿里去做另外一些祭司呢？去所做的事情，去学那些祭司要做的事情呢？
Frankly, I believe that John the Baptist and his father were so outstanding that the other priests wouldn't allow them in the priest school.
所以这个呢，就是说是非常的明白的事呢，就是说是使徒约翰和他的父亲呢是非常的杰出的，所以呢，其他的人呢可能不允许他去上祭司学校。
We've all noticed that if you live an outstanding life for God, you're not going to be welcome amongst your contemporaries.
所以这个里面就是说，我们通常总是说，如果你活出一个杰出的生活呢，在你现代的你的周围的人中间呢，通常是不被接纳的。
So that's why I believe that from a human point of view, he was not active in preschool.
所以这就是我认为，为什么从人的角度去看，他不在那个祭司学校里上学。
Where did he live?
他住在哪里呢？
And he lived in the deserts.
他住在旷野。
How many hockey teams do you think he played for when he was in the desert?
因为他在旷野里，他为多少个冰球队打过冰球呢？
Who were his friends when he was in the desert?
他当在旷野时候，他的朋友是谁呢？
And the answer is he didn't waste his time playing hockey or any other foolish things that children often do. He was in the desert and his friend was God.
那答案是呢，就是说呢，他在旷野里，他并没有，就是说像其他的那孩子的一样去花时间打冰球或做一些其他的蠢事。答案是呢，他在旷野里，他的朋友是神。
I'm reminded of the Apostle Paul. You'll remember he was raised in the preschool and he became a Christian. And when he became a Christian, he went into the desert. He was there for 3 years being trained by God.
因为这个里面，大家也记得我们的使徒保罗呢，他是在祭司学校长大的。那么说呢，当他成为基督徒以后呢，他去到了旷野，在那里呢，神呢教导了、训练了他3年。
Elijah was being trained by God in solitude for 3 and more years before he got into ministry as well. And John was like Elijah.
那么以利亚呢，就是说呢，在他呢成为这个伟大的先知之前呢，他也被神呢就是带到那个隔离的地方去训练了3年多。那么说是约翰就像以利亚一样。
How did John end up having such power for God?
所以呢，那个最终呢，是约翰为什么呢？他有这么大的大能为了神做事呢？
He spent a lot of time alone with God before he spoke for God.
所以呢，他呢在为神讲话之前呢，他花了大量的时间单独和神在一起。
All right, so chapter 1 now is the story of the beginning of the life of the Lord Jesus and the beginning of the life of John the Baptist. Is it like any other story you've ever heard?
就这个呢，现在呢，《路加福音》第一章呢是关于那个就是施洗约翰的他的人生的开始的故事，还有我们主耶稣基督的人生开始的故事。你听过任何类似这样的故事吗？
And the answer is no. You've never heard of stories like that before.
你答案是不是的，你从来没有听到一个像这样的故事。
Remember now, Jesus was the Son of God, and all about him proves it. But John the Baptist was, according to Jesus, the greatest man that ever lived.
所以，那么大家记住，那也就是说是，主耶稣基督他是神的儿子，在稍后里很多事情都证明了。那么说呢，施洗约翰按照主耶稣基督的说的话，他是这个世界上最大的。
How did he get to be so great?
他为什么变得这么的伟大呢？
Answer: Luke chapter 1 says he had an amazing, wonderful, God-inspired beginning.
答案是呢，在第一章里呢，就是说是他有神对他的这样的一个启示，这样一个非常的伟大的开端。
Now, all of that about the birth of the Lord Jesus.
所以这些呢，都是关于来到我们主耶稣基督的出生。
What about Mary and the birth of John the Baptist is chapter 1. What about Mary and the birth of the Lord Jesus in chapter 2?
那么第一章呢是关于呢就施洗约翰的出生，那么说呢这第二章呢我们来到就是我们主耶稣基督的出生。
Verse 1 says, And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered or taxed.
路加福音第二章第一节说：“那些日子，凯撒奥古斯都降旨向全地征税。”
And this census took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria.
因为这个呢，这里是这是居里纽做叙利亚总督的时候头一次行征税的事。
What difference does that make?
这里有什么区别呢？
And one of the reasons is there is because this is an historical document.
这其中一个原因在这里呢，是这是一个历史性的故事。
This didn't just happen. This happened at a specific time in a specific place.
所以这里不仅仅是发生了，它发生在一个特别的时期、特别的地方。
And so people want to know when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, and they know in part because he was born when Augustus was Caesar in Rome and Quirinius was governor in Syria.
所以呢，有些人呢，他们想要知道主耶稣基督是什么时候出生的。那么其中一个理由呢，他们知道呢，主耶稣基督是奥古凯撒奥古斯都和那个居里纽做叙利亚总督的时候出生的。
Verse 3, so all went to be registered, everyone to his own city, and Joseph also went from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
第三节、第四节说，众人都各归各城报税。约瑟也从加利利的拉撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，原因他本是大卫一族一家的人。So,
again, lots of specific details regarding the history of the Lord Jesus, how and why he was born, when and where he was born.
所以这里呢有大量的这样的一个特别的历史的事件和历史的故事，告诉我们，我们的主耶稣基督他是怎样出生，他是在哪里出生，他是什么时候出生的。So
Mary and Joseph now remember they lived in the little town of Nazareth up near and east and west of the Sea of Galilee.
因为这个里面大家记得呢，那么就是说是约瑟和玛利亚，他们住在那个西加利利的一个城市叫加拿扎勒。And
there was a particular registration required, and history tells us precisely about that registration, that taxing. It's not just the Bible that says it. History says that happened at that time.
这个时候呢，那里有一个特别的登记造册，一个特别的征税，这是在那个历史上发生过，不仅仅只是说是圣经这么说，历史书上记载的都是这么说的。And
so everybody had to go to their hometown to be registered.
你每个人呢都必须回到他出生的那个城市去登记造册。So
Joseph, who was living up in Nazareth, for any number of reasons, I'm not sure, but he was of the family of David. And so for that reason, he was David's son way down the line. He had to go to the city of David, Bethlehem, in order to be registered. Everyone had to go to their own city for registration.
所以呢，约瑟呢，他出于某种原因呢，住在拉撒勒，我们不知道这是什么原因，但是呢，他却是大卫一家一族的，所以呢，他必须出的回到他自己的家里的那个地方去登记造册。从后面我们看到呢，就是说是约瑟呢，他是大卫王的后裔。Is
that important?
这个很重要吗？
And the answer is yes, it's important because the Bible said that Jesus had to be born, the Messiah had to be born in Bethlehem, not in Nazareth, had to be born in Bethlehem.
是非常重要的，因为圣经里的预言说呢，主耶稣基督呢，他必须出生在伯利恒，不是在拿撒勒。
And the Bible also said that the Lord, the Messiah, would have to be born into the house of David, and Joseph was in the house of David.
就是圣经呢，同样指出呢，就是说弥赛亚呢，必须出生在大卫的家里。那么说呢，约瑟他是大卫家里的人。And
so verse 5, he went to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child.
第五节呢说呢，要和他所聘用之妻玛利亚一同报名上册，那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了。
And so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered.
第六节说呢，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了。And
she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
那就是呢，投胎的儿子用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
All right, all of these details organized in order that first of all, the Lord Jesus would be born in Bethlehem because that's what Micah, the prophet, said would happen.
所以呢，这些所有的细节呢，都是组合在一起呢。就是说，主耶稣基督他要出生在伯利恒，因为先知弥迦已经预言了，弥赛亚必须出生在伯利恒。
Number two. In order that he be registered as part of the family of David. That's what the prophets told David and so many others.
这个里面呢，就是说是第二个原因呢，他必须呢登记造册在大卫家里。那么说呢，这是说大卫王呢，还有其他的很多人呢，他们已经预言呢或者被告知的。
He had to be born in the family of David, and the Lord Jesus Christ was certifiably part of the house of David because even the Roman governor demanded that his birth be certified as part of the family of David.
所以，我们的主耶稣基督呢，他必须出生在大卫的家族里面。大卫家族里面呢，那么说呢，他有这样的证明，证明了他在那个就是说是出生在大卫家里。就算是当时的罗马政府呢，他们必须发出那样的命令，让主耶稣基督都回到那个伯利恒去登记造册在大卫的家里。
Some people say you can't believe the story of the Bible because it's all just made up after the fact.
所以呢，很多人说呢，你不能相信圣经，因为这些所有的都是在这个事实发生以后编出来的故事。
How did the writers of the Bible figure out to make sure that Augustus Caesar demanded everybody go to his own hometown at the time Jesus was going to be born? Absolutely preposterous.
所以这个里面呢，就是说，那么说呢，就是说是圣经的作者呢，他怎么知道？就是如果是编的故事，他怎么知道那个凯撒奥古斯都呢，他要发命令让主耶稣在主耶稣基督要出生的时候，这样呢，以便呢，就是说是主耶稣基督呢可以这样的，就是登记造册在伯利恒出生，这是完全符合常规的。
So she brought forth her firstborn son, verse 6. But there was, verse 7, there was no room for them in the inn.
第七节说呢，因为客店里没有地方。
Why was there no room in the inn?
为什么在那个酒店里没有地方呢？
Because all manner of Jesus' relatives. So Joseph's relatives had also gone to the city of David in order to be registered.
那当时呢，约瑟呢和玛利亚他们所有的亲戚呢，都来到那个伯利恒来登记。
And they all got to Bethlehem before David, and they filled up the inn and every other place they could. And so there was no room for Jesus, no room for Joseph and Mary when they got there.
因为他们所有人都比那个约瑟呢提前来到伯利恒，所以他们所有人都住在他们的亲戚家中，住在那酒店家，住在酒店里。所以当他们来的时候呢，就没有客店呢，也没有亲戚家给他们住。
Okay, was that a problem?
这个是问题吗？
I don't know where you were born. I know where I was born.
我不知道你在哪里出生的，我知道我在哪里出生的。
My mother told me that I was born at St. Paul's Hospital down on Burrard Street.
所以我的妈妈告诉我，我是在圣保罗医院，在那个 Broad 那个街旁边的那所医院出生的。
Why?
为什么？
Because my mother wanted to make sure that there were no medical problems associated with my birth. And so she did everything she could to make sure that I was born under the most hygienic and medical expertise possible.
因为呢，我的母亲想，我出生的时候不会有任何的医疗事故，所以呢，她要确保我在最那个，就是说清洁的、最有医疗、最先进的医疗设备的医院出生。
But that wasn't true of Jesus.
但这不是主耶稣基督身上发生的事儿。
They wouldn't let him into the inn.
他们也不让他住进客店。
What about all the other people in Bethlehem?
那么其他的在伯利恒的人，他们会怎么办呢？
Why wasn't there some person in Bethlehem who said, Mary, why don't you come to our house? At least you and Joseph can be in the living room, and you can be born there. Why don't you come to our house?
为什么呢？就是说是在伯利恒的其他的人不说呢？玛利亚，为什么你不来我家住呢？因为我家有客房，你可以在那里生产。为什么他们不邀请玛利亚呢？
Some of them could have said, you know, Mary, you know, Joseph, we're cousins. We're related to Jacob too. We're related to David too. We're all part of the family. Some of them were probably brothers and sisters of Jacob. And why didn't they make room for David, for sorry, for Joseph and Mary and Jesus? Yeah.
这个里面呢，就是说呢，我们知道呢，就是说在这个里面呢，他伯利恒的有些人呢，他们甚至是约瑟的那个，就是说亲戚，甚至呢，他们都是各方面的，就是表兄弟啊、堂弟啊这样的一些，都是那样的一些很近的亲戚。那么他们呢，都是大卫的后裔，他们呢为什么不说呢？我们让那个约瑟呢和玛利亚还有主耶稣住在他们家里去呢？
Why didn't they let Mary and Joseph into their house? Why wouldn't they entertain them? Why didn't they help them? The woman was going to give birth to a baby. Who could help her?
所以他们为什么不邀请那个就是约瑟和玛利亚呢？去到他们家里呢？为什么他们不邀请玛利亚呢？去他住在他们家里去帮助他呢？因为玛利亚呢，她要生产了，为什么没有人帮她呢？
And the answer is very simple.
答案是非常简单。
Mary said, Joseph isn't the child's father. The child's father is God.
因为玛利亚说呢，约瑟不是孩子的父亲，孩子的父亲是神。
Joseph said, I'm not the child's father. I've never been near Mary. I've just been, I've been her accompaniment. I've accompanied her, but I'm not the father.
因为就是约瑟说呢，我不是孩子的父亲，我甚至都没亲近他，就是说呢，我还没给他没娶他，那么说呢，我就是只是他的同伴。
And Joseph's family and Mary's family and all the friends said, you guys are all liars. You're just filthy, immoral, selfish people. We don't want to have anything to do with you.
约瑟和玛利亚的亲戚，他们说呢，你们两个人呢都是道德，就是道德败坏的，你们呢就是说都做的一些傻事，你们都是一些说谎的，我们不想跟你们有任何关系。
And they all said, you can't come into my house.
他们所有的人说呢，你们不能进入我的房子。
Where was the baby born?
那么孩子在哪里出生的呢？
Well, the answer, he was born near a manger, a place where sheep get food.
所以答案是呢，他在一个马槽旁边出生的，这是那个就是羊吃食的槽。
Some say he was born in a stable.
那么也就是说，他们出生在一个马槽。
There'd be lots of places in a stable where sheep could eat food.
现在在那个马槽里有很多人呢，就是说是在那里呢，就是羊呢可以吃东西。
Other people say he was born out in a field.
所以其他也就是说呢，说是在那个空旷的地方出生的。
And there would be many mangers in the open field for the sheep to eat some grain that the shepherds would put for them to eat.
因为就在旷野里呢，空空这个露天里有很多很多这样的，就是喂马槽让那个羊去吃食。
Some say he was born in a cave, and that's highly unlikely because sheep would not spend their time in a cave.
有的人呢，他是出生在一个山洞里，这个可能性不大，因为羊呢通常不会跑到山洞里去。
So I believe that he was born in a field.
因为相信呢，他是出生在露天的地方。
Who was there?
那么谁在那里？
Now Mary was there, and Joseph was there, And I don't believe there was anybody else in that field.
所以玛利亚在那里，约瑟在那里，我不相信任何人在那个露天的旷野里。
All alone when Jesus was born.
当主耶稣基督出生的时候，完全是孤独的。
The Bible says that they wrapped him in swaddling clothes.
圣经说呢，他们把他用布包起来。
Those who are shepherds tell me that swaddling clothes are special cloths that are wrapped around babies' lambs when they are born.
所以那些牧羊人呢，告诉我说呢，就是说是那个就是布呢，是他们一个特殊的一个布，他们专门包那个刚出生的羔羊的。
A baby lamb, when he's born, is subject to physical damage in one form or another. Sometimes the elderly sheep will butt into the lamb and hurt him and will damage him in one way or another. Shepherds wrap the lambs in a special cloth, a swaddling cloth. They wrap him in that cloth in order to protect him when he is first born, just as babies are often wrapped up very tightly when they're first born.
所以这个里面呢，就是那个小羔羊刚出生的时候呢，他们很容易受伤，他们的身体非常的就是脆弱啊，也许被其他的羊踩着了或者挤着了。那么说呢，那个牧羊人通常呢会拿一块那个特殊的那个包布把它们包起来，这样可以保护它，就像我们的婴儿出生的时候一样，我们也就用那个布把它包起来，捆起来。
So Mary and Joseph took the baby Jesus, wrapped him in these special cloths to wrap lambs in, and then they put him in a manger where the lambs would normally get the food, but it made a beautiful crib for the little baby.
在这个里面呢，然后玛利亚呢和那个约瑟呢，他们把刚出生的这个婴孩呢，就用这个包布包起来。包起来以后呢，他们就放在呢，就是说是马槽里。马槽里这些呢，都是那些动物、羊来吃东西的地方。在这个马槽呢，同样呢是像一个摇篮一样，可以把孩子放在里面。
What would you find if you went to a manger and you were expecting to find, what would you expect to find in a manger if you lived in those days?
因为你在那些住在那些日子，你去那个草里，你会发现什么呢？
You'd expect to find food for sheep, wouldn't you?
你应该发现那个羊吃的食物是不是呢？
Who is the bread of life who came into the world? That we might all feed on him and live through him.
因为谁是那个世界的粮？就是他来到这个世界上呢，可以供应我们所有的人。
It was Jesus.
这就是我们的主耶稣。
As soon as he was born, he was put into the manger to remind the whole world that he alone was the bread of life who could give nourishment, sustenance, and life to the world. What a beautiful picture.
所以当他出生的时候呢，就已经放在那个食槽里，这就是一个非常美的对我们的一个提醒。他就是生命的粮，他来到这个世界上呢，所有的人呢都可以从他那里得到营养，可以从他那里呢延续生命。这是一个多么美的画面！
Jacob's family says, we don't want to have anything to do with this baby.
所以那个约瑟的家人说呢，我们不想跟这个孩子有任何关系。
God says, I'm going to take this baby and put him in a manger just so that you'll all know that that's exactly why he's born. He's born to be food for the entire world.
因为那个神说呢，我要把他这个孩子呢放在食槽里，是在这就是说，我要你们知道这个孩子呢将会成为整个世界的粮。
And I say, sit back and I say, this is wonderful. Only God would paint such a beautiful picture.
所以呢，我坐下想呢，我说呢，只有神可以画出这么美的画面，这个太美了。
Maybe a little more on swaddling clothes. We'll get to the rest of the story next week. But swaddling clothes, as I've told you, were clothes for protecting lambs when they were born, so that there would be no blemish in them or on them.
就是我们再多讲一点关于这个包布，故事的其余部分，我们下个星期会接着讲。那么说呢，这个包布呢，它是一个特别的一个布，可以把那个羔羊包起来，让它不受伤害。
There were many shepherds in and around Bethlehem in those days. Their job was to prepare lambs of in perfect condition so that they could be offered as sacrifices in the temple in Jerusalem, only a few miles away.
所以当时呢，在伯利恒呢，周围呢有很多牧羊人，牧羊人呢，他们的责任呢，就是说是让他们的羊呢毫无瑕疵，这样呢，他们的羊呢可以在那个几英里之外的耶路撒冷城的圣殿里做祭品。
So Jesus was wrapped in swaddling clothes as a picture, because you see, he was going to be that perfect sacrifice that was going to be offered in Jerusalem for the sins of the world. He had to be a perfect sacrifice. So the Lord even had the picture of swaddling clothes around him. So when you looked at that baby in the manger, two outstanding things about him.
主耶稣基督呢，他出生的时候呢，是用这样的包布包着这样他那个就会成为一个完全瑕疵的完全毫无瑕疵的这样的一个祭品，就是在将来呢，他要在那个耶路撒冷城里为整个世界的罪献祭，他将作为一个完美的祭品献上。那么说呢，在这里呢，主耶稣基督呢，他就甚至在出生的时候都用这个包布包上，所以主耶稣。
Number one, he's the food in the manger, so that we would all know that we must all eat of him, because he's the bread of life that brings light into the world.
所以这个里面第一个呢，它是那个就是食草里的食物，所以我们所有的人都要吃它，这样呢，我们就可以吃到生命的粮，生命的粮呢，就是它给我们供应那样的就是永恒的生命。Number
two, wrapped in swaddling clothes, so that we would all know that he was the perfect sacrifice to die on the cross to take away our sins.
第二个呢，他是用一个就是布包上的这样的一个包布呢，就是让它保持在一个就是完美的状态下，最终呢，他会在十字架上作为一个完美的祭品，承担世界上的罪。And
so God gives us this beautiful little picture right here at the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神呢，在这里呢，在我们主耶稣的出生的这个时候呢，给我们描绘了一个非常美的画面。
All right, well, that's not the end of the story. It's just the end of our time together tonight.
因为这不是我们今天的故事结束，这就是我们今天晚上学习的时间到了。So
we'll come back next week, Lord willing, to verse 8, and we'll carry on. What a wonderful story.
接下来，主若许可，我们会回来继续学习呢，《路加福音》第2章第8节，这是一个多么奇妙的故事。
Why this presentation of all this detail?
为什么这样的展示呢？有这么多的细节呢？
So that Theophilus would know the certainty of the things that he had been taught. These are not just empty, meaningless pictures. This is the certainty. God was behind the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in every wonderful way.
这个里面的这个的这么多细节，是为了让提菲阿罗呢，他知道他所被叫的事情是确实的，并不是一些空洞的、无意义的事情。那么说呢，主耶稣基督的出生呢，所有的这一切都是神在背后掌控的。All
right, well, let's have a word of prayer.
我们来做一个祷告。Lord,
we want to thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners like me.
这种方面感谢您的主耶稣基督来到这个世界上来拯救像我这样的罪人。We
marvel at the story, Lord.
所以我们非常惊奇这样的故事。It's
a wonderful story, but in some respects, it's a terrible story.
这是一个奇妙的故事，但是呢，从某种方面来说，那是一个可怕的故事。
Wonderful, and it shows the love of God for us, but very hard for Joseph and Mary, Lord.
因为奇妙的呢，就是说是那个神呢，通过这个方式向我们显示他的爱，但是对约瑟和玛利亚来说非常难。
So we're thankful, Lord, that you sent them to Bethlehem in order to go through this experience, in order that we might know God and have eternal life.
因为我们都非常感谢您呢，就是差他们来到伯利恒。伯利恒呢，就是说是让这个故事能够这样的去通过这样的，通过这样的故事，我们可以认识神的奇妙的爱。
Lord, help us to hear the story.
所以主要求您帮助我们来听这样的故事，
Help us to marvel at it and worship it.
帮助我们去惊奇，帮助我们去敬拜。
And then, Lord, help us to live lives that are worthy of such a marvelous Savior as the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，就是主要求您帮助我们活出这样的人生呢，这样呢，就是说是让我们的主耶稣基督呢，就是说是这样的一个非常的奇妙的这样的配得。
So we give thanks now and seek your blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在献上感恩呢，寻求您的赐福。我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you all. Lord bless you tonight.
谢谢大家，祝。